Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. It's a bright day across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem enjoys mild temperatures. Haifa is cooler, with a chance of clouds. Eilat remains warm and sunny. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah fired a missile at the southern city of Ashdod earlier today. Debris from the interception triggered sirens in Tel Aviv, according to the Times of Israel. Fortunately, no injuries were reported. Also, Netanyahu has green-lighted Israel-Lebanon talks in Washington amid ceasefire tensions, as reported by France 24 earlier today. The talks aim to address the ongoing friction over continued fighting in Lebanon. Also this hour, Mariv reports that Israel prevented a coup and Hezbollah's rise to power in Lebanon. This comes amid an extensive attack carried out against the backdrop of a ceasefire with Iran. Separately, Ynet reported that Hezbollah rockets were intercepted over central Israel earlier today. This follows military warnings that attacks could expand beyond the north. And finally, the Iran ceasefire appears fragile as the IDF continues operations against Hezbollah in Lebanon, according to Forward from earlier today. The Strait of Hormuz remains closed, with the U.S. Vice President set to visit Pakistan for talks. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hussein, a commentator on Middle Eastern affairs, posted just minutes ago criticizing The Economist for its stance on Lebanon's sovereignty under Iran's ceasefire with Israel. Senator McCormick from Pennsylvania, writing earlier today, expressed gratitude that Israel and Lebanon will negotiate Hezbollah's disarmament. Mark Dubovitz, CEO of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, posted earlier today that Israel's restraint is notable, targeting Hezbollah while avoiding broader destruction in Lebanon. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Hezbollah's missile attack on Ashdod, the Times of Israel notes this is part of ongoing hostilities between Israel and Hezbollah. The IDF responded by striking 10 Hezbollah rocket launchers. This adds to the tension and highlights the fragile state of the ceasefire with Iran. Turning to the upcoming talks in Washington, France 24 reports Israel and Lebanon aim to ease tensions through dialogue. This initiative comes amid concerns of escalating violence. Successful talks could stabilize the region and prevent further conflict. Meanwhile, Mariv's report on Israel's actions in Lebanon suggests a significant geopolitical shift. The prevention of a coup underlines Israel's strategic interests in the region. This move might alter power dynamics, affecting Hezbollah's influence. On the economic front, turning to business and markets. First, Joe Sullivan, former CSO of Facebook and Uber, joins Israeli cyber unicorn Upwind as a strategic advisor, according to CTEK. Demand for cloud and AI security is on the rise, highlighting Israel's role in tech innovation. Separately, Globes reports on recent real estate deals across Israel. Cities like Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, and Haifa see active buying and renting, indicating a robust property market. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that Israelis continue to use credit cards extensively, even amid ongoing conflicts. March 2026 saw a 0.7% increase in spending compared to the previous year, signaling consumer confidence in the economy. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.